The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the great senator from Jefferson, Senator Dickey. Following the prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by myself.
Good morning. Today's prayer was penned by Father Nick Adam, my priest from St. Mary's Catholic Church in Fairfield. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Gracious and heavenly God, creator of all life, we gather today to offer you our praise and thanksgiving for the opportunity that we now have to serve you by serving others. We humbly ask that during our chamber's deliberations and discussions that you would lead us, inspire us with your wisdom so that we will enact legislations that will enhance life of all. We know that you're with us now and always, and that your mercy will never leave us. In confidence that we therefore ask you to hear our prayers we now offer. We do this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or personal points? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the great senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move the Senate adjourn until Friday, May 20th at 10 a.m.
You have heard the motion from the great senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Friday, May 20th at 10 a.m.